This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly live on this beautiful Saturday in the cold state of Minnesota. Folks, yes, this is Bradley Dean. Aside of that, we just got back late last night from, well, not so sunny California. It was raining all week that we were there, except for the last couple days, which was kind of cool. So it got up to, I believe, 60 degrees, and we've seen a little sun. But we were out in California doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. And friends, we were out there doing a tea party. We did some pastoral stuff. We went to the NAMM show. And then we took care of some other music business in which we're involved with concerning the ministry. It's another facet. It's another facet on the belt of this ministry, per se, of a fivefold ministry: apostolic, prophetic, teacher, pastoral, and evangelistic. Ephesians 4, read it when you get a moment. But again, friends, we're back in the state of Minnesota. I think, what's the temperature right now, Sam? Can you tell me that? 20, 30 years? 27 degrees. Well, that's pretty crazy. Well, folks, we got lots to cover in the next couple hours, and I want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you may do so. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen carefully, because I'm going to play this during the second segment, some audio for you concerning who's funding ISIS and what's really going on over in Syria, straight from the horse's mouth. Here's another one of those, I hate to say it, I told you so's, but here we go again. Again, and we have all the good conservatives staying away from what really matters in this country. And again, friends, remember, the conservative of today is yesterday's liberal. That's why you're in trouble. But listen carefully. William Casey, CIA director in 1981, said, listen carefully, friends, this is important that you hear what he has to say. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. I'll say it again. William Casey, CIA director under, well, the good president, Ronald Reagan, right, America? Listen to who his CIA director was and listen carefully as to what he had to say. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is completely false. Did you hear what I said? Okay, now let's go over to another CIA official, John Stockwell, former CIA, who said, it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. There comes, and there is the entrance to what? None other than the military complex. Military-industrial complex, friends. Again, listen carefully. carefully. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable. I mean, you want to talk about a sick function, friends, a demonic function. There you have it. Read John 10:10. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what these people are all about. No wonder why John F. Kennedy back in the 60s actually fired Alan Dulles, the head and the director of the CIA during that particular time. And interestingly enough, after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson reverses all of his Vietnam halt orders concerning Vietnam. He reverses them, sends our boys. We lose 58,000 of them, 121 to be exact. And interestingly enough, after John F. Kennedy's assassinated, here's President Johnson appointing none other than the fox in the chicken coop to oversee what? The Warren Commission on what? Well, the investigation into the assassination of John F. Kennedy, who said that he wanted to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces. In other words, he wanted to abolish it completely. Well, why would he want to do that? Well, listen to what I just got done telling you, friends. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, said John Stockwell, former CIA official and author, and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate, so we let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. Is that what's going on today? Well, right on the other side of the first segment here, friends, I'm going to play some audio for you concerning Congresswoman who just returned from none other than a secret fact-finding trip to Syria. And interestingly enough, folks, you're going to find out who's been funding ISIS. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that she came back saying that there are no moderate rebels in Syria. And she asked the question, why is it the American taxpayer, why is it that through the Obama administration they're funding ISIS? And friends, we know that this falls to the Clintons too. And again, friends, we're going to be talking about that in just one moment. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, line upon line, it's interesting to note that Hillary Clinton, friends, this is why I am an adamant supporter, an advocate for justice and judgment. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Well, now that we've seen Donald Trump proudly introduce the Clintons on his prayer inaugural address, and before that, right after he won, we know that Donald Trump also said that the American people owe a great debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. Now, keep in mind as well, friends, Donald said during the debates that he was going to hire a special prosecutor and appoint him or her to go after the Clintons because she belongs in jail. But now he's singing her praises for some reason or another. Now, to show you soft judges produce hardened criminals, Hillary is back. Hillary intends to start a television show and position for another run at the presidency of the United States because she's convinced that she gets fabulous ratings. Now, why would that be running through her sick mind? And again, friends, keep in mind, Saul Alinsky tactic comes to my aid, that keep in mind the tactic is to keep the enemy in a state of belief that there's a lot more of them than there really is, friends, when in fact there isn't. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, again, going line upon line, precept upon precept, and I love the way that the Holy Ghost operates in process of what we're talking about right now, because did you know that none other, tying all of this together, friends, as the intro into today's show, did you know that none other than Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's prime minister, his minister friends, they called him a minister, did you know that he said that the Third Reich, everything was premised on propaganda? Did you hear what I said? Everything was premised on propaganda. Wow, that is just crazy. We have made the Reich by propaganda. Do you see what's going on in your country and what's going on globally, friends? And you're responsible for what's taking place across the globe because of what you allow your politicians to commit to other nations. We need to wake up and understand what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Minnesota this beautiful Saturday. A little cold, it's cloudy, it's overcast, but you know what? We're doing good here. If you want to call in, friends, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean W, we got about 575,000 people interacting on a daily basis. About 540,000 of those 575,000 are actually active. So we appreciate those that are actually putting their faith to work. I shared with you last week, friends, how the abolitionist Frederick Douglass rightly said that he prayed, who used to be a slave back in the 1800s, said that he used to pray. He prayed for 20 years for his freedom, and he saw no results until he began to pray with his legs. Oh my goodness, how right on. Showing the world my faith by my works, showing the world my faith by my works, that's exactly what the church needs to do, and quit hiding behind their prayers. I'm sick and tired of hearing people say, well, I'll pray about it, or you need to pray for this person. Really, you know what that comes down to, friends? It's really a spirit of Antichrist in so many different cases. What do I mean? Well, when you look at Scripture, we can see the spirit of error in 1 John 4. It talks about the spirit of error. And what is that? Those that deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. In other words, they're not obedient to the commands given unto us by our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, which is a sign to the Father that we love the Son and the Father by being obedient. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Folks, he didn't walk around telling the world how much he loved it. He went about to tell the world to repent repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And everything he did, he set an example. So that's what the church in America should be doing as well, friends, is bringing the answers to the world by their example. And their example should be that which they see in Christ. Now, again, friends, if you want to go over to my Twitter account, you can do that. That is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And or one more time, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Last week on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had actually brought forth some quotes from Dr. Udall Ufkat, but I want to update some information concerning Dr. Udall Ufkat. He was a German editor and journalist who told the world that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He was the one that told the world that not only was the entire mainstream media totally fake, but he told the world that he was also taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. And then he went on to say that the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. And that's exactly why you see them running down the narrative altogether, friends, because if they don't fall in line, then they guess they lose their job, when in fact they don't realize that the law is on their side to deal with those that are telling them to lie to the public. But do you remember just last week, Dr. Udall Ufkat, he was actually the one that had the internal fortitude like that of Amber Lyon from CNN in America here, who was fired for telling you the truth. It's interesting to note that Dr. Udall Ufkat, just last week at 56 years old, mysteriously died of a heart attack. Now, this is the guy that came out exposing the CIA for the very things that I'm sharing with you right now. And again, friends, if I might go back, I want you to listen carefully again to what none other than the CIA had to say. William Casey, CIA director, 1981. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the people, the American people, is completely false. Then we went over to John Stockwell, former CIA official and author, who said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount on arms to fight the wars that our politicians are in line with the military complex, friends, the military industrial complex, that they're hand in glove with those corrupt organizations to make blood money. And friends, that's exactly what it is. It is blood money. So to get that far and to take it up to par as to what's going on, I want to play some audio for you concerning an individual that just got back, a congresswoman, and her return from secret fact-finding trip to Syria. And she came back to tell the world something that's pretty important, namely you, America, as to what you have been told from the housetops of this ministry over and over and over and over and over and over again as to who's responsible for creating these wars. Listen carefully. Jake Tapper, friends.
When a CNN exclusive is Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. She just returned from a secret trip to Syria. Congresswoman Gabbard, thanks for coming and sharing your story with us.
Aloha, Jake. Good to be with you.
So you were in Syria for 4 days. Did you meet with President Bashar al-Assad?
I did. You know, my reason for going to visit Syria was really because of the suffering of the Syrian people that has been weighing heavily on my heart. I wanted to see if there was, in some small way, a way that I could express the love and the aloha and the care that the American people have for the people of Syria, and to see firsthand what was happening there, to see that situation there.
What did Assad have to say?
Initially, I hadn't planned on meeting him. When the opportunity arose to meet with him, I did so because I felt it's important that if we profess to truly care about the Syrian people, about their suffering, then we've got to be able to meet with anyone that we need to if there is a possibility that we could achieve peace. And that's exactly what we talked about.
Now, I know the maxim that people say in the military, that you don't make peace with your friends, you make peace with your enemies. But obviously Bashar al-Assad is responsible for thousands of deaths and millions of people being displaced during this five-year-long civil war. Did you have any compunctions about meeting with somebody like that, giving him any sort of enhanced credibility because a member of the United States Congress would meet with someone like that?
Whatever you think about President Assad, the fact is that he is the president of Syria. In order for any peace agreement, in order for any possibility of a viable peace agreement to occur, there has to be a conversation with him. The Syrian people will determine his outcome and what happens with their government and their future. But our focus, my commitment is on ending this war that has caused so much suffering to these Syrian people, to these children, to these families, many of whom I met on this trip. It's important for us to stay focused on doing what is in their best interest and what is in our best interest, and doing what is necessary to make that happen.
So, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a friend of yours,
listen carefully,
a veteran, a Republican, he said on Twitter when he heard about your visit, quote, fact-finding mission, fact, 50,000 plus dead children in Syria. Tulsi Gabbard, I hope you didn't meet with their butcher, Assad. Now, Assad has used chemical weapons on his own people. You said it's going to be up to the Syrian people, but there really aren't free and fair elections in Syria.
I'll tell you what I heard from the Syrian people that I met with, Jake, walking down the streets in Aleppo, in Damascus, hearing from them. They expressed happiness and joy at seeing an American walking through their streets, but they expressed a question. They said, why is it that the United States, its allies and other countries are providing support, are providing arms to terrorist groups like al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, Ahrar al-Sham, ISIS, who are on the ground there raping, kidnapping, torturing, and killing the Syrian people, children.
Okay, Sam, can you do me a favor? Can you rewind that? Because that's pretty important for the American people to hear. Jake Tapper is a lead anchor, news anchor with CNN, Communist Network News. Folks, I want you to listen carefully. Jake Tapper was reminding the people that in Syria, there's no fair elections. They got to keep painting the picture, friends, as to who the bad guys are. The bad guys are those that are their political opposition, namely politicians in this country, that are working hand in glove with the military-industrial complex to go to war with anybody that you're convinced that they can go to war with. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's interesting, the rebels, friends, when you're told the rebels, why don't you begin to pull the curtain back to understand who the rebels are and who's taking advantage of the said situation and who's making out on the said situation? But here we have a congresswoman who went to Syria only to find out that it was your government in this corrupt administration funding the war machine to kill at will innocent people. Now, to bring the CIA into this, friends, remember, all propaganda is a lie, even when it is telling you the truth, said George Orwell. Or how about this one? Propaganda is to a democracy, which most people believe we are, which we are not, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Propaganda is to a democracy with the bludgeon is to a totalitarian state. Noam Chomsky, and listen to this one. We have made the Reich by propaganda, none other than Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back. You're into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's dovetail this real quick, and I'm going to go back to that audio, and I want you to listen carefully as to how Jake Tapper from CNN is leading the question and leading those that are being interviewed, namely this congresswoman from Hawaii. Listen carefully, and we're going to go right back to that. This is Hermann Göring during the Nuremberg trials, okay? After millions were murdered and countries were destroyed, did the people globally respond to the criminals that were responsible for the act? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. Nobody wants war. But listen carefully as to only solidify my point. That is understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Is that what you see through these politicians? Is this what you're hearing from the likes of Jake Tapper during this interview? Now, again, I rewound it just a little bit. I want you to listen carefully to the propaganda and to the truth, friends. And you're going to have to make distinction as to which one is true and which one is untrue. And I want to further solidify one more point. America, many countries hate you. They call you the great Satan. And I want to tell you why. For what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries. All under the guise of the same thing that I just quoted from none other than Hermann Göring. That's easy. That's all you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. That's easy. The people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. Folks, look at these people that you call representatives in this country. Do you trust a one of them? But you trust them when they tell you that you're under attack? You trust them when they tell you that there's a country that is opposed to who we are, that we need to take military action against these prospective countries only to make money for the military-industrial complex, friends? Were we not warned back in the 50s concerning the things that we're seeing taking place today by President Eisenhower? Why, yes, we were. Listen carefully again. This is none other than Jake Tapper interviewing none other than a representative from Mrs. Gabbard from Hawaii. Listen carefully.
Now, I know the maxim that people say in the military that you don't make peace with your friends, you make peace with your enemies. But obviously Bashar al-Assad is responsible for thousands of deaths and millions of people being displaced during this five-year-long civil war. Did you have any compunctions about meeting with somebody like that, giving him any sort of enhanced credibility because a member of the United States Congress would meet with someone like that?
Whatever you think about President Assad, the fact is that he is the president of Syria. In order for any peace agreement, in order for any possibility of a viable peace agreement to occur, there has to be a conversation with him. The Syrian people will determine his outcome and what happens with their government and their future. But our focus, my commitment is on ending this war that has caused so much suffering to these Syrian people, to these children, to these families, many of whom I met on this trip. It's important for us to stay focused on doing what is in their best interest and what is in our best interest and doing what is necessary to make that happen.
So, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a friend of yours, also a military veteran, a Republican, he said on Twitter when he heard about your visit, quote, "Fact-finding mission, fact, 50,000 plus dead children in Syria. Tulsi Gabbard, I hope you didn't meet with their butcher, Assad."
See, the politician pushing the lie. Listen carefully.
You said it's going to be up to the Syrian people, but there really aren't free and fair elections in Syria.
I'll tell you what I heard from the Syrian people that I met with, Jake, walking down the streets in Aleppo, in Damascus, hearing from them. They expressed happiness and joy at seeing an American walking through their streets, but they expressed a question. They said, why is it that the United States, its allies and other countries are providing support, are providing arms to terrorist groups like al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, Ahrar al-Sham, ISIS, who are on the ground there raping, kidnapping, torturing, and killing the Syrian people, children, men, women, people of all ages? They asked me, why is the United States and its allies supporting these terrorist groups who are destroying Syria when it was al-Qaeda who attacked the United States on 9/11, not Syria? I didn't have an answer for them.
Obviously, the United States government denies providing any sort of help to the terrorist groups that you're talking about. They say they provide help for the rebel groups. Tell us more about
the reality
about,
is, Jake, yeah. The reality is, and I'm glad you brought up that point, because this is an often talked about thing by people like Adam Kinzinger and others saying, well, we've got to support the moderate rebels. Every place that I went, every person that I spoke to, I asked this question to them. And without hesitation, they said, there are no moderate rebels. Who are these moderate rebels that people keep speaking of? Regardless of the name of these groups, the strongest fighting force on the ground in Syria is al-Nusra or al-Qaeda and ISIS. That is a fact. There's a number of different other groups. All of them essentially are fighting alongside, with, or under the command of the strongest group on the ground that's trying to overthrow Assad. The Syrian people recognize and they know that if President Assad is overthrown, then al-Qaeda or a group like al-Qaeda that has been killing Christians, killing people simply because of their religion or because they won't support their terror activities, they will take charge of all of Syria. This is the reality that the people of Syria are facing on the ground and why they are pleading with us here in the United States to stop supporting these terrorist groups. Let the Syrian people themselves determine their future, not the United States, not some foreign country.
And we've been showing video.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, friends. Now, that's enough to prove the point. But again, here we have an eyewitness that actually went into Syria, friends, to take note as to what was really going on. Jake Tapper from CNN acted as if he had more insight into the situation in Syria than this Representative Gabbard did from none other than Hawaii, who had an eyewitness account as to what was going on, an interaction with the people of Syria. Why is America supporting ISIS? Who is ISIS, America? You know, and furthermore, I want to solidify another point. I have over and over again on this radio show shown you who is responsible for what's going on a global scale. And it's interesting how the said conservatives of the day won't touch the topic because they're just led about by the nose by the likes of none other than CNN. Now, I want to share something with you, friends, yesterday. I was in Los Angeles, California, and while I was in the airport, and once again, this is the only time I get to see their lies. And I delight in exposing them for who they are, but I don't understand why the American people, all the while knowing who they are, tolerate the propaganda that comes from these media resources, friends, which is not media whatsoever. It is propaganda from A to Z. Listen carefully. The whole time that we sat there, which was about 20 minutes, there was a television in front of us with CNN there, attacking anybody and everybody, saying it wasn't grounded, there's no facts behind it, to stop Muslims from coming into the United States of America. They're telling you folks, in other words, believe what we say rather than what the facts are. Believe what we say rather than what's right in front of your faces. Believe what we say the propagandists, and just forget about the fruit on the corrupt branches of those that you call representatives in this country. Now let me go back to this. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, by the way, he lost his life getting the truth to us as well. He said the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism that they themselves are responsible for creating, I am adding. The country behind all this, said Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is the United States of America. Now, let me take that over to Barack Hussein Obama. We've seen over the last 8 years of his criminal foreign administration do nothing but attempt to fundamentally transform America, to violate the Constitution 1,180 times at will, and 318.9 million people let this foreign sodomite do it. Now, it's also interesting to note that we've seen him entertain America's sworn enemies within. We've seen that with Barack Hussein Obama and the criminal himself, that he was allied with everybody that was a sworn enemy to America. But America stood back, as did the conservatives, and wondered why he hated us. And again, if we go back to Scripture in Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17, you'll see that God said, under judgment, that I will appoint judgment. And through judgment, I will appoint those that hate you. And he also said, I will appoint terror over you. And why is that? Because America, you've forsaken and departed from a living God. You have forsaken, you have failed to uphold his commandments, to keep his statutes and his commandments, to keep and to do them. Now let me take it a step further. Well, we all know Barack was bad. Well, why isn't he, folks? Why isn't he being indicted now that he's out of office? Why is he not being charged now that he's out of office? No, he already told the American people that he's not going anywhere. You wonder why you're in trouble, America? And let me ask you, who is keeping him safe, for a better way of saying it? Who is aiding and abetting now Barack Hussein Obama? Your representatives are, America. Let me take it a step further. America has been sold that none other than, well, you know, Paul Ryan, he's one of the good guys, because now all of you Trumpites, because of your favorite golden idol, namely Donald Trump, you don't want to see the truth for what it is. And I'm not blaming Donald for this, but Donald needs to wake up and smell the coffee here, friends. Look to his vice president, Mr. Mike Pence, vice president of the United States. Who do you see right next to Mike Pence? none other than Paul Ryan. Folks, he's the one that's been sold to the American people as one of the good guys. When I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to highlight Mr. Paul Ryan, the good guy, or so says the state-controlled media. And furthermore, why isn't the media attacking Paul Ryan? Because he is one of them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to Get Into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what's happening across the United States of America, and the reason I'm saying this is because we appreciate you making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communications during the weekend and the top three during the week. We totally appreciate that because of our listenership. But what's happening nationwide, friends, is I got a lot of Nicodemuses. They like to ask questions during the nighttime. They like to listen to the teachings and what's going on in the radio show, and then they bring it over into their radio programs or to their columns, which we desire. But they're slowly, and the reason I'm saying that is because they're slowly coming to the truth. They're slowly getting back to their conservative roots in Christ, regardless if they actually believe it or not. They're actually, this show raises the standard on these capitulators in so many ways, these cowards in so many ways, these Pharisees, these hirelings and these whores. We're raising the bar that, folks, they have to respond because they're beginning to understand that truth demands a response. And see, we're getting the ratings because they're not telling you the truth. So guess what they're having to do, and this proves the point. They're having to tell you what they don't want to tell you, but they know it's true. See, they want to stay in their little comfort zone, folks. And I want to tell you something. I'm not concerned about a comfort zone. What I'm caring about right now is a future and a hope for our posterity. And that's what I'm fighting for, and that's what I'm standing for. This isn't about me. This isn't about my comfort. Because if it was, folks, I want to tell you, first and foremost, I'm in the wrong business. And to say that, friends, I just want to again tell you thank you very much for making us the number one show. If you'd like to be a part of this show today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'd love to hear from you. Folks, we got hour two coming up in just a couple moments, and what I want to talk about is the Muslim leads them, Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God in America. And I just want to highlight what's going on in that women's march and who's actually behind it. Again, we have the international criminal himself, George Soros, that Americans are just laughing off. For some reason, they believe that, well, you know, you don't have to go everywhere else. Just come over to America and we'll accept you. I mean, we're not here to judge you. Oh, how little Americans understand of their history. How little Americans understand the price paid for their freedoms. I mean, men fight, bleed, and die to uphold and magnify the law against the very acts of a George Soros. But for some reason, now they have been dummied down to believe that they're supposed to just roll over in the face of those that mean to destroy our country. How sad it is in America today. Only to prove the point and to solidify the point. You do know that the oath taken by those that serve we the people, both politicians and those that serve we the people in the military, which I stand behind 100%. I want you to listen carefully as to their oath, because the oaths are very similar between the two. They're both supposed to do the same thing. The difference is the politician sells them out like Judas did to the Christ, while the military and our boys are fighting, bleeding, and dying to fight in many cases unconstitutional wars. Now listen carefully. My name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign without and domestic within, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because you need to make distinction between the good, bad, and the ugly. Right before the last segment, the end of the last segment, I was highlighting none other than Paul Ryan. He's the guy that's being sold to the American people as one of the good guys. And you'll also notice Paul Ryan is never scrutinized by the state-controlled media. And I want to tell you why he's not being scrutinized by the state-controlled media, because he's a part of the game. And this all coincides with everything I've been talking about during the first segment, the second segment, the third segment, and now the fourth segment. Because I want you folks to understand how this works. These politicians put up the front for those that mean to create the war. Now listen carefully. This is Paul Ryan. Don't forget that this guy, Paul Ryan, who made Muslim immigration his special project and fought any attempts to stop it under the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. Furthermore, he also gave Barack Hussein Obama everything that he wanted when he laid to the American people another $1.1 trillion omnibus bill to fund the Muslims to come into America on your dime. And friends, what I want you to stay awake concerning the topic, and why I want you to stay awake, friends, so much, more so now than ever, because everybody's going back to sleep, America, because now Donald Trump, our man, is in office. Do you think your enemy for one moment doesn't understand that, America? You have got to be kidding me. You have seriously got to be kidding me. You need to stay vigilant as to what's going on. Now is the time to wake up. I shared with you, I believe on Monday or Tuesday, how we have a friend, I believe it's out on the East Coast, who had likened, it was conveyed to me, that he had a friend out on the East Coast that is really into guns. Oh, I'm sorry, it was out on the West Coast, sorry. It was a gun trainer that told me this. And he had told me that the gun, you know, when you go to get your ammo, he said these stores are packed. He said since Donald Trump has become the president of the United States of America, he said there wasn't a peep inside of the store. Do you think your enemy does not know how to play you, friends? You are being played, America, and it should scare you more than anything when everybody says peace, peace. Friends, I want to tell you, when there is no peace, the war now begins, and you're seeing this on the horizon. But you've been warned about that. Hey, folks, Paul Ryan, standing next to the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, who's got an immaculate voting record on pro-life, there he has none other than his good buddy, Paul Ryan. How can that be? How can that be, America? I mean, Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Let me take it a step further. Now, keep in mind, nobody fought against anybody who attempted to stop Muslim immigration more than the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan, the one that's being sold to the American people as one of the good guys that's standing right next to none other than Mike Pence. Listen carefully. This is Omar Ahmad. He is the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, C-A-I-R. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. How could that possibly be that Paul Ryan advocates this and he's standing next to the Vice President of the United States of America? Oh, and furthermore, there was a report last week on sonsoflibertymedia.com about how this administration is actually dragging its feet concerning immigration and how 2,000 more, friends, 2,000 Syrian Muslims and other Muslims have entered in the United States of America on none other than Donald Trump's timeline, his incumbency. Now, I know he's doing a lot. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But the fact of the matter is, what needs to take precedent now, not next week. And remember what I said, that CNN yesterday was attacking anybody that was attempting to stop foreign Muslims coming into the United States? I mean, how foolish, America, can you be? How foolish. Hey, America, a question for you. Only again to further solidify my point, let me ask you the question. Who's bringing these Muslims into the United States of America? Who's doing it? Your representatives are. Who's fighting against you, from you preventing it happening? The state-controlled media and your representatives. So again, to go back to the point, friends, who is it that's responsible for what's going on? The American people are at large. The American people are at large. America needs to wake up. And why do I continuously reiterate the point concerning guarding those that serve we the people as a jewel? Why are we to suspect everyone that wants that position? And again, I'm aiming this at all those that serve we the people, not just one. And again, those that serve we the people, remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They always will do what you let them get away with, and nothing more, nothing less. Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone, not just some, the ones you like and don't like. As a matter of fact, I would tell you to suspect more so the ones that you like than the ones that you don't like, because for the very reason it may be in you. Remember, Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 7, I see that when I would do good, evil is present with me. We need to keep everybody to the standard of what our laws that have been given by God through the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 18:21, proclaim. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force, said Patrick Henry. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man may be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. He said a lot there, didn't he? Yes, he did. Folks, hour two coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.